The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you so very much for joining me on this Friday afternoon. It is a delight and a privilege to be your host today. Thank you for taking at least part of your day to be with us today. Thank you so very much. Well, our hearts are just deeply saddened in Genoa Township. A family of four was found dead yesterday in their home. A relative had called local police asking for a well-being check. When the police arrived, they found extraordinary levels of carbon monoxide. Officials will not enter a home with a carbon monoxide level in excess of 30 parts per million. Levels in the home were in excess of 1,200 parts per million. Just saturated with carbon dioxide. We do not know the details. It's an assumption that it was a faulty furnace, but we don't know. There were no carbon dioxide monitors in the home, which reminds me, we have one. It wasn't plugged in all winter. Yeah, I have. I have a carbon monoxide. We have smoke detectors on every level like you're supposed to. We check the batteries, replace the batteries like we're supposed to. And we have a carbon monoxide detector, but I didn't plug it in all winter long. So it's just a reminder to be safe. It was in the 6900 block of Lewis Center Road. That's very close to our home church. Genoa Baptist is at Lewis Center Road and Westerville Road, Route 3. But the family has now been identified. Richard, and I hope I'm pronouncing the last name correctly. I assume it's Reiter, R-E-I-T-T-E-R. It's either Reiter or Reiter. I'm assuming Reiter. Richard Reiter, 50 years old. His wife, Jennifer Reiter, 49 years old. Richard Reiter III, 15 years old, and Grace Reiter, 13 years old. Husband, wife, 15-year-old son, 13-year-old daughter. All of the neighbors have been interviewed by local press, and they all praise this family. What a wonderful family they were, friendly to neighbors. The father, I guess, plowed everyone's driveway in the area. So we do not know how the carbon dioxide or carbon monoxide, pardon me, I think I said carbon dioxide before. I apologize. It is carbon monoxide. found in the home. I'm sure that will be discovered. But my goodness, what a horrible tragedy. Pray for their extended family. I have not heard the extent of their family in the Columbus area where they were from, but we certainly need to pray for them. And then a great, great hero of the faith has gone to glory, Warren Wiersbe. Referred to by many as the pastor's pastor, has died yesterday morning at the age of 89. He was just 2 weeks away from his 90th birthday. What a history. He pastored Calvary Baptist Church in Covington, Kentucky, from 1961 until 1971. He has worked as a seminary professor. He was the chief teacher on Back to the Bible broadcast for many years. He was pastor of Moody Church in Chicago for many years. Wrote, I don't know how many books he wrote, but it is estimated that there are 4 million plus copies of his books in existence. Over 4 million books in people's hands all over the world. The famous B series commentaries that were just incredibly applicable as well as inspirational. One of the great teachers, preachers, Bible teachers of the last century. And that's, I don't believe that's an exaggeration. I'll never forget the first time I heard Warren Wiersbe. I'd heard of him, but wasn't very familiar with him. But back, it was probably in 1974, Joy and I were at a church in Wichita, Kansas. And every year, the church hosted a big Bible conference. Every Thursday night in August, we had the top preachers in all of America to come in and preach on Thursday nights in August. As a young pastor, a young preacher, and for Joy and I, young in the ministry, we had an opportunity not only to hear but get acquainted with the, we were there for 4 years, we heard the finest preachers in all of America during those 4 years and those Bible conferences in August on Thursday nights. And I think it was the second year we were there. Warren Wiersbe was one of the speakers on those Thursday nights. And I heard of him, but I wasn't really familiar with him. And we came in, and I don't think I had an opportunity to meet him before the service. So Joy and I came into the service. I was youth pastor and saw him up on the platform. And please don't take this wrong, I was shocked. I don't believe I've ever seen a more homely man in my life. He was not an attractive man. And this was years ago. He wasn't very old at that time, but he was as homely as a mud fence. He was not attractive at all. There was nothing in his appearance that you would go, wow, he must be a great preacher. Anyway, he got up to preach. And in about 2 minutes, my jaw dropped, and it didn't return to its normal position until long after the sermon was finished. My goodness, this man could expound on the Word of God, open the depths of Scripture, unlike few people for the last 100 years. He truly was one of the greatest preachers, one of the greatest expositors, one of the greatest Bible teachers of the last 100 years. And he was kind, personable, gentle, extremely humble. I had the privilege of interviewing him. In fact, I think it's been less than a year ago. I had Dr. Wiersbe on the program. He had just finished his latest book, and just a kind, generous, gracious man. Joy and I had the opportunity of spending some time with him down in Jacksonville, Florida, once. We happened to be staying in the same hotel he was, and we saw him several times, and he was just the gentleman's gentleman. He was gracious, humble, and most importantly, he is now home. He spent the last many years in Nebraska, where a radio Bible class was recorded. Had a very humble home there. A dear friend of mine, pastor there, became one of his dearest friends and confidants, and became very, very close to him in these final months, weeks, days, and was with him just a couple of days ago. But anyway, Warren Wiersbe, great, great man of God. And, you know, I know that God is raising up new people. But we are losing some of the greatest preachers, teachers, expositors of possibly all time. And I'm wondering who's going to take their place. We need to pray that God will raise up young men, middle-aged men, to take the place of these giants. And Warren Wiersbe was certainly one of those giants. Warren Wiersbe entered heaven's gates yesterday morning. At the earthly age of 89, he is now ageless. We'll return.
Bernie Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, this is going to be interesting to watch if you are a political junkie at all. Breaking news, a federal court has ruled today that Ohio's congressional map is unconstitutional and has ordered a new one to be drawn for the 2020 elections. A three-judge panel of the U.S. District Court in Cincinnati has ruled unanimously that district boundaries were manipulated for partisan gain by Republican map makers and violates voters' rights to democratically select their representatives. The ruling blocks Ohio from holding another election under the current map. This is going to be interesting. The ruling has been appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, but the judges have ordered that the state propose a new map by June 20th. And that's an enormous amount of work to redistrict the entire state. Now, I don't know enough about this to take a position. The Democrats are saying, you know, the Republicans were dishonest and they drew the map just to benefit the Republicans. If the Democrats were in charge, I am positive they would have done exactly the same thing. If indeed it is unconstitutional and gives Republicans an unconstitutional leg up on elections, the map should be redrawn. Hey, I'm for fairness, folks. I'm for fairness. So this is going to wind its way through the courts. Again, it will be appealed all the way to the Supreme Court. But the U.S. District Court in Cincinnati has ordered a brand new congressional map in the state of Ohio be drawn by June. That's big. And then this, just quickly, since we're talking about Ohio politics, a Republican-backed bill is making its way through the Ohio House, and this bill would require the Ohio Department of Health and the state's Board of Education to develop, quote, an instructional program that teaches the humanity of the unborn child. Each school district would then have the option of teaching the program or crafting its own instructional materials, which must describe the unborn child in two-week gestational periods. The lead sponsor of the bill is State Representative Niraj Antani, Republican from Montgomery County. It's House Bill 90. It explicitly states that its goal is to provide information about the humanity of an unborn child and achieve an abortion-free society. I think that's good legislation. I think children should be taught about the unborn child and their humanity. Speaking of that, if we have time, today's one of those days. And folks, I want to hear from you. I hope you always know that. Please, 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 please feel free to call. I'd love to hear from you. With that said, today, it's one of those days. I've got so many stories I want to share with you. And I'm never going to get through all of them. If I have time, I'll get to a CNN op-ed piece where a nurse says some unbelievably outrageous statements about the unborn. I'll try to get to that. Now, I want you to know, hear this story, though. It's out of Hot Springs, Arkansas. And it's a story about Mac Husby, H-U-S-E-B-Y, Husby or Husby. Max is 10 years old. Max is fighting leukemia. Things are not looking good. It looks like he is coming to the end of his young life unless there's a real miracle that takes place. He has spent more than a year in the hospital. And he was asked recently if you can have anything you wanted, because I think he knows he's very close to death. 10-year-old boy. Is there anything you want? The Make-A-Wish Foundation said, is there anything you want? Anything. What is it that you want? He wanted to go to church one last time. That was his wish. Not Disney World, not... He wants to go to church. The church is one refuge church. Again, he has spent more than a year in the hospital, and it's taking quite a bit to get him to church, but he was there. Make-A-Wish helped get Max to church, gave him a new Xbox and games. His father, Mark, says, we are just overwhelmed, just absolutely filled with joy to see him happy. At the church, Max had a message to all of the people who have supported him for the last 13 months. He simply said, it's great to be here. And thank you for praying for me. The end of the story says Max's parents are making him as comfortable as possible at home while he continues his battle. And that's something. Make-A-Wish comes. 10-year-old boy, what do you want? What's your wish? We'll try to grant any wish that's possible. And little Max, 10 years old, says, I just want to go to church one more time. The next time Sunday morning rolls around and you're just a little tired, just a little tired. Hey, I've been there. Think about Max. What an incredible young man he is. And I pray for his healing. And it's very possible God is certainly capable of healing. But if not, heaven is going to get a sweet, sweet young boy. A sweet young boy. All right. Take a break. A Baptist church in Minneapolis has a unique means of evangelism. I'll share it with you when we return.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.